上帝，你们的服事也是大有力的。
And I'd like to remember our dear sister Lily, because through this young woman, the Lord has connected me to Anna and to your fellowship.
我想特别感谢主，你们中间有个叫 Lily 的姐妹， Lily 姐妹现在已经离开我们，她搬家走掉，就当年 Lily 姐妹使得我能跟你们教会，能跟 Anna 还有跟你们教会可以有这样的关系。
And I probably would borrow that experience, because out of the boldness of one woman,
我们看到这是一个这样的一个经历，就是一个 女孩子，一个女性，她如此的勇敢。
I knew that she was a believer because of her boldness right inside of the core of a company.
我知道她是一个信徒，而且是一个勇敢的信徒，因为她在我们那个公司里边，她是那么样的勇敢。
And it is a reflection of our sharing today that is taken from the book of Exodus.
这也是跟我们今天所要分享的经文有关，在出埃及记中间。
Our theme today is called God Uses Ordinary People.
今天我们的主题是上帝使用普通人。
It is a paradox because definitely we are not ordinary people. Amen? We're not.
这好像是一个吊诡的这种情况，我们实际上不是普普通通的人。
But the world out there, once you have Jesus Christ in your life,
但是在这个世界上，一旦你有了耶稣基督在你的生命之中，
even though you have a PhD in whatever field,
不管你是在任何的领域中间有一个博士学位，
No matter how many master's degrees you can have,
不管你有多少的硕士学位，
If you have Jesus in you,
如果你有耶稣基督在你里面，
And you have the blood of Christ that is your identifying mark,
如果你有耶稣基督是成为你身份的这样的标志，
The world we live in now, especially these days,
我们所现在所居住的这样的一个世界，特别是现在这个时刻，
labels you and I,As stupid,
就把你我来标志成
I'm sorry for the word, but that's what is going on, right?
就标记你我成为愚蠢的这样子一帮
Ignorant,
无知的
Naive,
很单纯
Intolerant,
不能容忍他人的
Get used of that word because that's common, intolerant.
你就好好来习惯于这样对你的称呼，你们是不能容忍别人的。
And of course, ordinary.
当然，你们就是普普通通的一波。
So that's how they see us because we have Jesus in our lives.
因为我们有耶稣基督在我们生命之中，这是别人如何看我们。
So we have to be ready whenever we go out there, which we are all out there every day of our lives here in America.
所以，当我们每天走到这个世界之中，特别是每天在美国的这样生活之中
，You have to be sure that.You know how the world sees you, so you will be equipped on how to approach the world.
你应该知道自己这个世界如何看你，所以你就可以被装备好，如何来面对这个世界。
I will be reading from the chapter 3 of Exodus, and I think you can just quickly pull it out for our screen. Chapter 3, verses 1.
我们就出埃及记第三章
to 10.
第一节到第十节。
So you can just follow me. I will read the word of God. And chapter 3, verse 1 to 10. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock.
Okay. We don't have the words.
Can we quickly pull it out? Are we okay?
No, it's okay.
Okay, I'll just read it.
It's 1 to 10, right?
Yeah, just 1 to 10.And verse 2, and the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of a bush. So he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed. 3, then Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush does not burn. So when the Lord saw that he turned aside to look,God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am. Then he said, Do not draw near this place. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. 6. Moreover, he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. 8, so I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up the land to a good and large land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. 9, and therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come to me, and I have also seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppressed them. 10, come now, therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. May God continue to bless the reading of his word. Father, we glorify you today, O God. Be lifted up in our midst.
因为愿你的名在我们中间来被高举。
As we approach your throne room, O God, with humility in our hearts.
让我们来到你自己施恩宝座前的时候，给我们谦卑的心。
Let your Holy Spirit, O God, conform our mind to yours.
让你自己的圣灵让我们的心改变，能够心意改变，能够像你。
So your words will change our perspective in life.
所以你的话语可以改变我们对世界的态度。
And we will have a new mindset towards the mission field.
我们就可以对宣教的工厂有一个崭新的心态。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
There is a reason why God, to most of you, or probably those who are born here in America already, there is an absolute reason why God has pulled you out from maybe mainland China or Hong Kong or Taiwan or wherever and brought you here in America. And there's a reason for that.
应该说这边有一个原因，为什么上帝把你从各个地方，无论从大陆、从台湾、从香港、从各地方带到美国，有一个原因。
And not only that we will be here in the United States of America to drive nice SUVs and shop in King of Prussia Mall or wear very expensive clothes.
不是让我们来这里就能够穿上很贵重的衣服，开SUV那种车， 还有在King of Prussia跑去逛商店。
But for you and I to look to how God has been so faithful in your life and in your family's life.
是让我们来看到上帝如何对我们的生命，还有对我们家庭的生命是多么的信实。
And when you look at who you are now, you will be convicted and sense that you and I don't deserve it.
当你仔细看自己生命的时候，你就能够被震撼。其实你我都不配这所有的一切。
No matter how you say, I work so hard for this.
无论你说，你看我花了这么多心血，这么辛苦能得到这一切。
I paid a lot of investments for this one.
我做了很大的投资，可以得到这一切。
Well, I will tell you today the reason why God put all those resources in your life.
我应该告诉你今天，上帝为什么把这所有的这些资源都放到你的生命之中。
So that he can use you to save someone else.
所以他的目的是在于他可以来使用你，来跟别人，能拯救别人。
Can I hear an amen?
我能听到大家说amen。
Amen?
Amen.
For so many years, I struggled in saying yes to God to be a pastor of this humble ministry in Philadelphia.
很多年我都有很大的挣扎，能不能跟神说，好，我愿意去，能够去做费城这样一个小小的教会。
I would always say, God, I will stick to leading worship and enjoying my guitar and sing songs, but I will not go to that role in the pulpit because that is dangerous.
我就跟神说，好，我就是好好来享受我的吉他，带领敬拜。我可以做我这样的服饰，但是我不愿意站在讲台后边，因为那边太危险了。
I have worked in so many companies.
我在很多公司里边都工作过。And
God has allowed me to travel in a few countries.
上帝也允许我去在几个国家曾经旅行过。To
pursue my career.
来让我可以得到更好的职业上有更多的建树。
Not a lot of money, really.
也不是说是很多的钱。
But time and time again, God would always position me in an area I don't like, but I have to minister to people.
每次都是出现这样一种情况，神把我放在一个位置上，我非常不喜欢的位置上，但是我必须来服侍人。
So when I told my wife 2 years ago, I am gonna say yes to a pastoral call, and she said, "Please no."
两年前，我跟我自己太太说，我要接受神的呼召，我要做传道人。我太太说，请千万不要这样做。
So.That is a personal testimony of my own life, playing music for a long time, serving the Lord for a long time, and yet I was not willing to do a specific task. No.
我来做一个见证，像我前面所说的，我虽然有很多的音乐上的各样的服侍很多年，可是我不愿意来承担一个特别的这样的呼召。
Can we relate to that? Do you have anything like that?
大家有没有如此的经历？
Give God a hand of praise. He is very good. He is faithful.
Praise. 我们一块来赞美主，他实在是信实的主。
So let's look at the life of Moses because his life is a reflection of your life and my life.
我们来看看摩西的生命，因为他的生命就是我们自己生命的这样的一个反应。
He lived 120 long years.
他活了120年长长的岁月。
We might not live that long.
我们可能都活不了这么久。
I'm 49 now, going 50 this year.
我49岁马上就50了。
And I already have my creatinine level in my kidney rising, so I kind of praying, Lord, please allow me to enjoy my family for a while.
我已经肾脏还有我的胆固醇这已经往上在涨，我就跟主说，主啊，让我好好享受我的家里的人。
But we will see in the life of a man who spent 40 years in a palace.
我们来看这样的一个人，他在他40年，花了40年在王宫里边生活。
You heard the story of this wonderful boy that the parents have to put them on a risk, you know, on a river where there were a lot of crocodiles, but he survived.
你们听到这样的一个故事，这样的一个很好的孩子，他的父母把他放在河水里边，居然他还活下来。
This Nile River is a place where crocodiles are there and they worship, the Egyptians worship the Nile. They throw the babies there and the crocodiles swallow them and that's their form of worship.
就是尼罗河中间有很多的鳄鱼、okay? 这个埃及人他们敬拜的方式就是把孩子扔在尼罗河里边，然后鳄鱼把他们吃掉。
So I want all of us to journey through the passage of God, how the Lord...carefully sets a purpose for your life and mine.
我们可以看看这样子，从这样的一个故事，这样一段经文，看看上帝如何真的是有目的的，在你我的生命之中替我们来开好这样一条道路。
40 years in the palace.
40年在王宫之中。
He ended up being taken by a princess.
结果他被一个公主给从水里边救出来。
Being taken care by his own parent, mom inside the palace.
结果是被他自己的生母亲自抚养。你看这是多么奇妙的故事。
He lived as a prince inside an Egyptian palace.
他在埃及的王宫里边做一个王子的身份这样成长。
He was educated in the best training anybody could ever have in Egypt.
他是在埃及人中间所得到的那最好的教育。
He learned languages.
他学各样的语言。
He ate the best food.
他吃最好的食物。
Enjoyed the best clothing.
穿最好的衣服。
He could have the nicest cars, either a Maserati or an Aston Martin or whatever.
他可能可以开最好的车，其实那些车名字我都讲不出来。
Like anyone could be here, right?
所有人都能，就像我们所有中间，我们中间的人一样。
It is amazing how the Lord will allow in our lives for us to enjoy the luxury of life.
我们可以看出来神是如何让我们可以享受生活中各样的这样的富足的东西。
After I started playing music in 1984, so that would be 92,000, maybe 30 years, right?
1984年我开始弹吉他，那就是30多年之前。
I've always been using very old acoustic guitars and I'm so tired of those.
我听了很多那种很老的古典的吉他，
This is my first time to actually buy on credit.A Taylor guitar for $30 a month for 3 years, and that is good. I am so happy.
这个是我其实刚刚开始，这是我买的那种吉他，30块钱一个月，三年的时间。
Because that's kind of a luxury.
这个是一个很奢侈的享受。
So Moses enjoyed this nice life.
摩西就是在享受这样的一个生活。
Until one day God has to pull him out from that.
直到有一天上帝要把他从这个其中把他带出来。
So you might have lived a beautiful life somewhere before America.
你可能在别的地方，在你来美国之前过的一个很美好的生活。
You might have some housemates there wherever you were before.
可能你有各样的这样的生活的安排。
And now you wash your own dishes here and do the laundry in America, right?
现在你必须自己洗碗，自己来洗衣服。
You learn to cook for yourself.
你必须自己来为自己做饭。
Some of you maybe.
我们中间有人可能得这样做，但是有人可能不需要。
Where after 40 years, Moses lived in the desert.
40年。 摩西在旷野之中住在。
He lost all the perks in life.
他失去了生活中各样的好东西。
From a prince, he ended up a shepherd.
从这样子高高的在上变成了一个牧羊人。
The shepherd in the old times is the lowest role in the society. It is one.
牧羊人在当时的社会中间是社会上最底层的人。
So from here to here.
所以从高处来到最低处。
Have you been there?
你有没有如此的经历吗?
Has anyone among us been like in that situation?
我们中间在我们的生活之中有没有如此的经历?
Where you were here before and now you're here?
你本来是这样子高高在上，现在如此低下。
You had a lot of money before and now like here?
你本来有很多的钱，现在变成这个样子。
You had a lot of friends before and now no more friends?
你以前有很多的朋友，现在没有朋友。
You had a Facebook account with so many friends before, and now you unfriended everyone.
你本来是脸书上有很多的朋友，现在根本都没有朋友了。
It's a story of our lives.
这是我们自己的生命的故事。
At this particular juncture, he was alone.
在这个特别的时刻，他非常孤独。
And sometimes God will remove you from a very complex world and isolate you so he can talk to you alone.
有的时候上帝会把你从一个非常复杂的这样的一个环境之中拿出来，然后把你单独拿出来，他可以单独向你说话。
Amen.
Amen.
Because when for some reasons, human as we are, when we live a good life, abundant resource everywhere.
当我们人类是如此，当我们过一个好的生活，我们有很多的这种丰富的来源的时候，
It becomes difficult for God to talk to us.
上帝向我们说话就特别的难。
We become so comfortable, and there is like a seemingly wall that exists around us that we become unreachable.
就我们是如此的舒适，好像我们周围就有一个看不见的这个墙，就没有人可以能进到我们身边。
So I want you to imagine a life now of Moses alone in the desert, like waiting for nothing to happen.
我们现在来看摩西现在的生活，就在旷野之中，在等候，什么事情也不会发生。
But there is one thing in his heart, and it can be present in your heart and mine.
在他的心里边有一件事情，也可以在你我心中也会存在。
He remembers the daily images of people, his own people, being harassed, being abused, being persecuted, enslaved over there in Egypt.
他记得他自己的人民在埃及所被欺压、所被欺负、所被压迫的这样的一个景象。
Like you could have loved ones right now staying somewhere else, and you remember how they are lost.
你可以有自己，你现在也许有你所爱的人，他们不知道现在是在哪里，你知道他们失落了。
You have loved ones who are still struggling in sin, who have not received the Lord Jesus Christ yet.
你有所爱的人，他们到现在还没有接受耶稣基督。
And night and day you are here in America enjoying a good life, and you remember them somewhere.
白天黑夜，你在这边享受美国的生活，但是你记得他们。Amen.
We share the same story, right?
我们有这样的同样的故事，是吗？
And God allows that for us inside of us to be broken.
上帝就允许我们自己内在的来被破碎掉。Because
when we start to be broken inside, that's the time we tend to be willing to do something for God.
是当我们自己生命内在的地方被破碎的时候，我们就可以愿意为来为上帝来做工。
I hope, Anna, can you pull out verse 7 of chapter 3? Maybe you can translate this one. I will read it again. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt.
出埃及记第三章第七节，耶和华说，我的百姓在埃及所受的困苦，我实在看见了。
I have heard their cry because of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows.
他们因受督工的辖制所发的哀声我也听见了，我原知道他们的痛苦。
In year 1998,
在1998年，
Rose and I, we lost our four businesses. We actually nosedove financially in the Philippines.
我跟 Rose 我们两个人一下失去了我们四个企业，等于说我们一下子到了底层。
I was so busy in having an advertising business, a transport business, a hardware business.
我当时非常繁忙，又有做广告的生意，还有运输的生意，还有一个 hardware, 就是说是硬件的这样的一个生意。
At the age of 24, I left the company. I kind of retired at the age of 27. I said, I want to be wealthy myself.
二十七岁的时候我就希望可以能够退休。
I was playing song on Sunday, but I didn't know that inside of me I was filled with this arrogance and an identity looking to be identified in the city where I was living, we were living.
我当时在主日的时候我也照样是带领诗歌，可是我不知道我自己内心中有那样子极大的骄傲，我想在我所住的那个城市中间就被人认可，被人尊重。
Economy went down in Asia in 1997 and I went down, we went down with that.
97年当亚洲经济风暴的时候我们也跟着陷进去了。
I saw every single truck and car turned over to the company, and one day we just lost almost everything.
就是我看我所有的这个大卡车还有这些车都交回到原来的公司里去，有一天我们就失去了一切。
I almost lost my family.
我差点失去了我的家人。
But to God be the glory, we're 26 years married now.
对，感谢主，二十六年之后我们还是依旧结婚。她仍然爱我，不可思议。
To God be the glory, and we are working together for God, but we went through a lot of challenges in our lives. But I remember 1999, I was alone. I took a transport vehicle for the job. I went back to work again after losing the business, and I was crying before God.
这一切荣耀来归于主。我记得自己在99年之后，我就到一个运输公司那边有一份工作，我就重新拿起那份工作，我在上帝面前来哭泣。
And I tried to reason with God. I said, Lord, I have played music for you for so many years. I have risked my life for you even when I was in high school. And now you have taken everything. Who are you? I don't know you anymore.
我跟神就在讲价钱，我说我从小服侍你，从高中来就来冒险我自己的生命，现在你把我的一切全拿走，你究竟是谁？我不认识你。
And the gentle spirit of God whispered in my spirit, so you just love me because of those things.
圣灵温柔地在我心中这样子来运转，然后就有一个声音出来，你如此以前你过去的生活那样的服侍，就是为了这所有的一切吗？
And maybe there is a, and I believe there is a reason why I have to be here in majority Chinese community.Because I actually worked for a Chinese boss for a long time.
我想肯定是有一定原因，我今天为什么来到我们这些华人的这个教会之中，因为我也曾经为一个华人老板上过班，也上过很长一段时间。
Let's give God a hand of praise.
让我们把一切荣耀归给主。
I met this Chinese boss in 1999, and God used him to bring me here in the U.S.
我遇到了这一位华人老板。在1999年，这个上帝就用他把我带回美国。
And now being here today, driving here from Philadelphia, I just said, Lord, you really got to have a solid connection between the Filipinos and the Chinese to minister here in the United States of America. Amen?
所以每次当我开车在费城来回开的时候、wow. 我就跟主说主啊你真的是有好的计划你让我们菲律宾人跟华人可以一起在美国来做这样的美好的服事
So I cried before God in 1998 and here the promise of the Lord is very powerful because God sees our oppression He hears our cry He delivers us from our predators God takes us to His place
98年的时候我在上帝面前这样子哭泣这个刚才这些经文这个应许是非常的清楚上帝知道我们的艰难听到我们的呼喊听到我们的 哭喊所以他把我们拯救我们到他所要我们去的地方
It's kind of so hard to compress a sermon right? But I'm gonna try Let's move on to the next slide
我们再往下面看下一个经文
So Moses A God convinces Moses nowIn his isolation, Moses, I remember the people, and I'm gonna show you the task. So this is the task of an ordinary man. He has, to, yeah, I'm sorry.
所以上帝就把摩西从这个从他这种繁忙生活中间拿出来，然后就可以跟他讲话。他说，我可以给你任务。
There's been a long debate of this number of people there, but I'd like to use over 2 million. We'll stay there.
所以这个任务我们来看这样的情况虽然大家有很多的争论到底有多少人到底有多少人当年他带出来那我是喜欢用200万人
Remember Moses was already 80 years old What can you really do with 80 right?
你知道摩西当时已经有80岁你80岁你能做什么事情
He has to lead the pull out of over 2 million Hebrews from Egypt
他要把这将近200万人的这个希伯来人要带出埃及
and provide this numbers so you can go over that 2,400 tons of firewood 2 million gallons of water 230 miles a military general analyzed that if there will be a column of five this whole 2 million will be 230 miles so that would be from here to what halfway Connecticut right I thinkOr close there in Massachusetts, that's 500 miles, I think, somewhere like there.
你看他每天所要做的事情，每天要给200万加仑的水。Can we go back a little bit? 好，200万加仑的水，900吨的食物，还有2400吨烧饭用的柴火。再往下看，他整个队伍如果是排成五排这样子，大概就要有230英里那么长。如果200万人放在一起，就走跑到康州去了，大概，然后有大概要花10天才能把这帮人你才能走过来。
So I encourage all of us to have a glimpse of this task because there are reasons why we say no to the work of God when God puts the work in our path.
所以我们可以看让我们来感受一下这个任务多么的艰巨所以的的确确有这样的可能当上帝来呼召我们做什么事情的时候我们真的是想说不行因为这个任务实在是太艰巨
So God made a nice introduction that I am the God of Isaac and I remember my people and now Moses didn't know that he is the one called
所以上帝就来引荐自己说我是以撒的神还有这一切的一切然后就向他引荐然后再给他这样的任务
First response of Moses and I'll try to finish this in 5 more minutes right I think
No you have
time. Okay, I'm
okay yeah. 所以摩
Sorry
摩西首先就他就开始他就回应他第一个回应
Verse 11, he said, Who am I?
第十一节的时候他这样子如此说我是什么人
Who am I?
我是什么人
Time and time again, even in myself, when God puts a work in our path, in my path, our first reaction is, Who am I?
一次又一次就像我这样子当上帝把这些责任放在我们的生命之中的时候我们第一个反应就是我是谁
We always certainly look at the job based on our capability.
我们总是看到这个任务是基于我们自己的能力。
When the music director work in New Jersey 2004 was open and I was invited to be a music director, I don't read notes. No, honestly.
2004年的时候，当纽约在新泽西州有一个教会，他们想聘请音乐传道人的时候，我当时就说，我都不会读这个乐谱。实话。
It looks sophisticated. I know how to read notes now, but back then, 2004, play a music and I'll grab the chords.
So,
that's it.
在2004年的时候，当然我现在可以读乐谱。2004年的时候，你就弹音乐，我就可以把这些和弦把它弹出来。
So overnight, I thought, no, I'm going to teach choir, I'm going to lead praise band, and they all read notes, and I don't know how to read notes. And okay, who am I?
所以一个晚上我就在那边想，我要去，还要带这个诗班，还要带敬拜团队，他们人人都会读乐谱，就我不会，我是什么人？
We always see ourselves so small.And the task so big.
我们总看到自己如此微不足道，而这个责任是如此的巨大。
So no matter how long you have served the Lord, when there is a task, you will always see yourself very small, very insignificant, and you see the job so huge and very significant.
无论你侍奉主多久，你常常看自己就是那么的微小，那么微不足道。当你看到那一个责任、那个任务的时候，往往是非常的重大。
Excessive self-depreciation is not scriptural.
我们过分的贬低自己不符合圣经。
I mean, excessive self-depreciation is not good.
我们过分贬低自己是不好的。
Amen?
Amen.
So whenever...The pastor or the leader tells you, like, can you do something? Yes, I'm in.
所以每次当传道人向你说你能不能做，你能不能做什么事情，你们的反应说可以，行吗，大家
？And you say, like, by the way, what was that?
你要说哦，你刚才说什么了
？I encourage you. Ministry is hard work.
我来激励你们，服事实在是一个很艰难的责任。
My wife would actually complain even now. She would say, why do you love the Lord so much? What about me?
我太太有的时候就抱怨，你为什么这么爱主呢？我咋办？
No, I'm not kidding. She would like, what about me? Our time together.
她就会提醒我，她说，那我怎么办？我们的时间怎么办？
And I would always say, can you join me in this work? Because we are together, right? Together.
我就经常说，你能不能跟我一块来服侍？咱俩就会待在一起。那个英文是 together.就说两个人是在一起的。
But no, the woman is different. She wants her own time exclusively.
女性是这是不同的，她是要她自己单独的这样的时间。
It applies the same when God wants us to do something. Say, God, I want my own time. I need my time.
这同样也是在我们自己生命之中，当上帝让我们做什么事情，我们会说，主啊，我需要我们自己的这个时间。
Amen, right?I want to shop, I want to go in Europe, I want to go back to China maybe and spend a whole month there. I don't have the time for ministry.
我们想去逛逛大街，我们想可能想到欧洲去玩，甚至想回到中国，回到这边那边去玩，或者花一个月时间，我们没有时间服侍。
By the way, the management of Joy and Living in Philadelphia are so appreciative of what you have done.December, they were actually crying there.
Oh,
right?
在喜乐之家，你们十二月份你们去做的那个服事，他们中间的同工们特别的感谢你，他们中间还有人哭，男孩子们。
The number two response of Moses here. Number two.
这个第二个摩西的第二个反应是。
Verse 13, he said, "What is his name? What shall I say to them?"
第十三节，他说，他们说。他叫什么名字？就是以色列人问他叫什么名字的时候，我应该对他们说什么呢
？So many times when there is a work, either you say I don't know, I can't do it. The next one you will say like I don't really do anything. I don't know a verse. I don't know how to evangelize. I don't know the place.
每次当有一个责任来到我们面前，一个服事，我们首先说啊，那我不能做。或者呢，第二个反应就是，你看我又不会，我又不这不知道这些经文，我也不能传福音。
We just have a lot of alibis.
我们总是有很多的理由。
Amen, right? We share that story, right? It's like
我们都有同样的故事，是吗
？But here, God wants Moses to know who he is.
但这里是摩上帝想让摩西知道他究竟是什么人。
So when there is a moment when God calls you to do something, God will allow that moment that He will introduce Himself to you personally.
当有这样的时刻，上帝要让你做什么事情的时候，实际上这个时刻也是神要亲自把他自己带进你的生命的时刻。
Because it's not about you, it's about God.
因为这个是不是你的事情，是上帝的事情。
It's about God showing His love, showing His power.
这是上帝来彰显他自己的爱，还有他的能力。
And showing His provisions.
还有来彰显他自己的供给。
There's the third response of Moses here in chapter 4, verse 1.
摩西的第三个回应是在第四章第一节。
And Moses answered and said, But suppose they will not believe me or listen to my voice. Suppose they say the Lord has not appeared to you.
他说他看来他们必不会相信我，也不会听我的话。他说比如说他们说耶和华并没有向你显现。
Who among us here have really tried evangelizing to someone else, preaching the gospel to someone else?
我们中间有什么人向人来传过福音，向跟人讲过福音的？
Amen, amen.
Amen.
It's not easy, right?
是不容易哈。
Especially to your loved ones.
特别是向你所爱的人。
Especially to your loved ones.
特别是你的亲人。
Because why?
为什么呢？
They know you.
他们知道你。
They know how you talk.
他们知道你如何讲话。
They know how you behave when you're angry.
他们知道当你愤怒的时候，你的表现如何。
So the people of Israel here.Don't have any idea who Moses is.
在以色列这帮人，他们不知道摩西究竟是谁。
So Moses said, "How will they believe me when I go there? They don't know me."
摩西说，当我去的时候，他们怎么会能相信我呢？他们根本不认识我。
I was asking Anna, please don't introduce me. I just want to be introduced my name and not because, like, please, please, because sometimes.When you are here, it's easy to stand when you have a PhD or a master's degree. It's kind of easy. Honestly, we're human, right? We're human.
我跟 Anna 说不要来介绍我。她说我说有的时候往往当你站在众人面前背引荐的时候，你有很多的学位，博士学位，各样的学位，这样比较好。
You know, I was typing it and said, man, I hope I finished my master's degree. I didn't finish it. I got married.
我当时我在那边把我东西放在一起的时候，我就说：“哎呀，我真是巴不得我拿到学士学位，拿到硕士学位，但是我没有拿到，我就结婚了。”
But Moses here has a problem because I am nothing. They don't know me. How will they listen to me?
所以摩西现在有一些问题，他说我自己真是微不足道，他们又不认识我，他们怎么可能听我的？
He might be thinking, Lord, I probably have forgotten my language already.
他可能想着主啊，我可能连我自己的母语都忘掉了。
It's been 40 years.
四十年了。
Wow, right? So he has reasons.
所以你可以想着他有原因的。
But the Lord said, I will do everything for you, Moses.
所以主说，他说我要摩西，我要为你做一切的事情。
When I was in Indonesia.In Indonesia 3 years ago, and one woman was looking for her husband who was lost in sea for 2 weeks.
在我三四年之前，我在印度尼西亚中间有一位女性，她失去自己丈夫三到四个礼拜都没见到。
She was crying in our human resource in the Philippines, looking for help to be able to find her husband in Indonesia. Maybe he was in jail.
他当时就在印度尼西亚我们公司的人事处里边去找他自己的先生，所以担心他已经会被关在监狱里边去了。
So when the vice president human resource in the Philippines scolded me and said, Dali, can you help us find this name in Indonesia because the wife thinks he's already dead but maybe he's one in the prison cell.
当时我们公司的这个 副总裁也是人事处的总管，他就跟我说你能不能帮助我们，他的先生很有可能在监狱之中。
So the Lord has a reason why he has to put a position in my name as president of a fishing company as a director over there.
所以上帝真的是有他的心意，把我的名字居然放在那边，有一个捕鱼的这样的 公司让我做总裁。
So when the time comes, it's needed for God's glory, it will be useful.
因为在一定时刻到来的时候，上帝的荣耀就会被彰显。
This time came.
这个时刻就到了。
So I check all my contacts. Can you search this name from the three prison cells in Indonesia, in Bitung?
我当时就赶紧就看，就是找我认识的人，你能不能帮我在印度尼西亚那个地方有三个监狱之中来找这样子一个人。
After three days, I had a report. Sir, he is in this prison cell. It's like 3 miles from our office.
结果三天之后，我们有人就这消息就来了，说这个人就在某某监狱之中，那个监狱离我们自己的办公室是三个英里。
Praise the Lord, at that time I was already able to speak Bahasa Indonesia.
感谢主，那个时候我已经可以说Bahasa的这个印度尼西亚的一个方言。
But the danger is most of the owners of the fishing vessels who violated the laws in Indonesia are scared to redeem their prisoners because they too will be in jail.
这个中间的危险性是中间很多的捕鱼这个捕船的这个 渔船中间很多的人他们自己都不敢去救那些在监狱之中的人，因为他们去救可能他们自己都会进到监狱之中，因为他们是非法的很多。
So I said, Lord, if I go there, I am scared to be in prison. It's like, are you a Filipino? Go in jail.
我要去那边我也很担心会不会也被抓在监狱之中，因为我是菲律宾人。
So the Lord made a way and I was able to hold that key in the prison cell one day.
结果上帝就来为我真的是 铺路，我实际上就拿到了监狱的这个钥匙。
There were 129 inmates there in that very small cell like this.
中间像这么小小的一个好像这个监狱有129个监狱人被关在其中。
Only 15 beds.
只有15张床。
Food for 15 people.
只有食物足够给15个人吃的。125个人被关在其中。
I finally found the man.
我就总算找到那位。
I have my cell phone. I had him borrowed my phone. I said, talk to your wife in the restroom.
我带着我的手机，我说就给了他。我说你到厕所里边去跟你太太讲话。
The warden asked me, sir, can we do...a Bible study here on a Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock.
结果这个管监狱的人就跟我说，他说我们能不能在主日的下午三点钟来一块来查经。
I was speechless. I said, Hallelujah, yes, we can do it.
我就真是无话可说，我就是无语，我当时就说感谢主，我们可以这样做。
So we bring food and we bring the message of God Sunday after Sunday in this prison cell in Indonesia.
我们就带着食物去，带着神的话语去，每一个主日，一个主日，每一个主日都过去来给他们来传福音。
They don't know me, but when God wants to make things happen, He will make things happen through you.
他们不认识我，但是如果上帝要做什么事情，要使得什么事情发生，他就一定会让它发生，而且是通过你。
So all we have to do is really believe and say yes, God. Even though we struggle, we make.Few steps forward.
尽管是我们自己有挣扎，我们也可能有各样的疑问。当上帝向我们说话的时候，我们就说好，我们要做，然后就可以往前来走几步，往前来走几步。
And number four, Moses answered, "Lord, I don't know how to speak. I have my own problem in speaking."
所以第四个，这个。摩西的话就说，主啊，我不知道怎么说，因为我不是，我是拙口笨舌的人。
So Moses here had a question because at the time God started talking to him, there was no miracle in his speech, no miracle at all.
因为当摩西现在碰到的问题，当上帝跟他讲话的时候，他自己讲话的能力没有经历神迹。
So whenever God calls you for a job, may it be here in a praise team, or may it be in preaching the word, or in caring ministry, even though you are ill-equipped, just go.
当上帝呼召你的时候，比如说你在敬拜团队，或者是你在传讲主的话语，或者你在关怀，只要神呼召你，你就只管去。
We are fellowship ministers to a few drug addicts in Philadelphia, heroin addicts. Terrible.
我们中间这一个我们的那个教会之中就有几个是有毒瘾的
Just last Sunday, a guy walked in around 6:25 in the evening. He was late already, our dinner.
然后上一个主日的时候，大概六点多钟，有一个人就进来，他已经晚了。
He was knocking at the door, and he walked in our basement. We are also using a facility of another church. He said, is there still any food?
他就进来了之后，就进到我们那个地下室，我们也是用其他教会的场地。他就进来说，有没有什么食物？
And I said, I'm the pastor, I'm Dolly here, I'm a pastor of this humble fellowship. Yes, we have a little food. Because the foods were already packed. I said, bring noodles, the noodles.
结果我就说，哦，我是传道人，我说，我们有食物，然后我就做各样的手势，让大家赶紧把食物把它放在一起，因为那食物已经把它装好了。
And he was really stinky because he was from the streets. It's freezing out there, but it really, really smelled the whole place. You know, when they walk in, they really smell.
他实在是身上很臭，因为他直接从街上进来的，虽然外面很冷，可是他一进来，那满身的臭味，整个就是非常的难闻。And
they want to hug you right away.
他还想马上就来跟你拥抱。I
said, can you sit down straight up front? I said, what's your name? And he said, Joseph. I said, did you know that your name is a biblical name?
当时我让他坐下来，我就马上就跟他说：“我说你叫什么名字？”他说：“我叫约瑟。”我问他：“你知不知道自己的名字是圣经上的名字？”
And he said, "Pastor, I wanted to kill myself 2 weeks ago."
他说：“牧师，他说我2个礼拜前就想自杀。”
And he said, "Have you accepted the Lord Jesus already in your life?"
我就说：“你有没有接受耶稣基督在你的生命之中？”
And he said, "Yeah, yeah, but I was lost. I got lost."
他说是的，但是我又失落了。Meaning
he got lost in heroin, terrible heroin addiction.
他很有可能是滥用海洛因的这种，非常糟糕。Brothers
and sisters, I don't have training in the rehab center.
弟兄姐妹，我自己没有这样的一个受过这样的训练，可以帮助这样的人。
Does anyone here have a training in rehab?
我们中间有没有人可以帮助这些可以滥用毒品的人？有没有这样的训练的？
So we're the same.
我们就是这样的。
But what we have, just like Peter when he said, silver and gold have I none, but in the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be healed and you will be saved.
我们好像是一无所有，但是我们可以像彼得那样说，金银我没有，但是我可以奉耶稣基督的名，靠耶稣基督的名的大能来使你得到医治。
Amen.
Amen.
We have the Lord Jesus in our lives, and it's the most powerful weapon we can ever use to evangelize out there.
我们有耶稣基督在我们生命之中，我们就有传福音的最最有效、最最有力的这样的武器。
And finally, Moses said, "Lord, I am not the one."
最后，摩西说：“我不是那位。”
Said, and this is common to all of us. After all the speech. After all the presentation of the pastor to you, can you do this? And you just said, find someone else.
我这个实际上是我们大家普遍的这样的一个状况。尽管所有的这样的讲解，还有传道人这样子来激励大家，到了最后说你能不能做，你能不能找其他的人？我们的回应是。
So I encourage you today.
我今天来激励你。
Look at your lives.
你看看你自己的生命。
Look at how the Lord has blessed you in every way.
你看看上帝是如何在各样的事项激励你。
Look at how the Lord has saved you from the bondage of sin.
看看上帝如何从罪恶之中，诸多的罪恶之中拯救了你。
When God calls you for something, don't delay it.
当上帝呼召你要做什么事情的时候，不要拖拖延延。
Amen.
Amen.
And I would like to go over my concluding statements here. How much power do we really need to experience?
我们来看结论，我们要经历多少大能？
Before we trust in Him.
才能开始。
How many miracles do we really need to see before we start believing Him?
我们要经历多少神迹才能开始相信他？
How much faith do we really need before we start yielding to Him?
我们到底需要多少信心才能开始顺服他？
And what limitations do you see in your life that make you doubt of God's power?
你生命中有什么样的缺陷使你怀疑上帝的大能和权柄？
After all my years of serving so many companies,
在九年里边我服侍了很多的公司。
God has a final question 2 years ago, and he said, so you don't really want me to be your CEO, Dali, huh?
结果两年前上帝就跟我讲了一句话的，说你真的不想让我做你的总裁吗？
And that question I cannot answer for a long time. And in 2015, this fellowship here in Philadelphia has been without a pastor for 2 years.
我很久都不能回答这个问题。2015年的时候，在费城这个小旁边有个小的教会，他们已经有两年没有传道人。
And finally, I said, "You know what, Lord? Yes."
最后我就说，主啊，我愿意。
I still love playing guitar, though.
我仍然喜欢弹我的吉他。
I really do.
But 我还是非常喜欢吉他。
Yes, I'm gonna do it.
我就说好，我就要做。
Has there been an invitation in your life for a long time to do something for God?
在你的生命中有没有一个神长很久给你的这样的邀请？
Maybe today.
也许就是今天。
I'm encouraging you to say yes, God.
我鼓励你就跟神说我愿意。
Let us pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Father, we thank you for this time.
天父，我们为这个时刻来献上感恩。
Ours are not enough, Lord, that we can talk about your faithfulness and your greatness.
我们自己是不够的，但是我们可以来宣告你自己的信实，你的伟大。
That you will continue to use this ministry, O God, to reach out for more people, not only here in King of Prussia.
主，我们就来祷告，你要来使用这边这个教会，不仅仅是向周围 King of Prussia 这个附近的人来传福音。
Only in Philadelphia.
也不仅仅是像费城这个大费城地区传福音。
I am praying, O God, that you will touch each one's heart today, here.
我祷告你今天可以来触摸每一位的心。
To be more yielding towards you.
能更加向你来顺服。
Let all of us feel your awesome love, O God.
让我们每一个人都来经历你那奇妙的大爱。
The same love will ooze out compassion from our heart.
这同样的爱可以从我们自己生命之中让我们有怜悯。
That we can finally say yes to you.
我们可以最终可以说我愿意。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.To God be the glory and bless everyone.
一切荣耀归于主，让愿主祝福每一位。哈利路亚，赞美主，
赞美主，
感谢主，
感谢主，今天有这么好的一个。